Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is LBC News.
Well, we're counting down towards Friday's meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin in Alaska, which the White House says Donald Trump will use as a listening exercise. The two men will meet in Anchorage, the first time the Russian president will have set foot on American soil for a decade. Simon Marks reports from Washington for LBC News.
Top Trump administration officials say there is no mystery about why President Trump has invited President Putin to meet him in Alaska. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told WABC Radio in New York that the U.S. leader simply wants to get the personal measure of his Russian opposite number.
The president feels like, look, I got to look at this guy across the table. I need to see him face to face. I need to hear him one-on-one. I need to make an assessment by looking at him. And people have to understand, for President Trump, a meeting is not a concession.
But there are no preconditions in place for the talks, and White House critics argue that merely allowing the sanctioned Kremlin leader into the United States at a time when he is accused of war crimes by the International Criminal Court is a big win for Putin. The Secretary of State disagrees.
A meeting is what you do to kind of figure out and make your decision. I want to have all the facts. I want to look this guy in the eye. So honestly, you know, I think we're going to know very early in that meeting.
The Ukrainians and their European allies fear that Vladimir Putin will use the meeting to woo President Trump with promises of economic ties between the U.S. and Russia and to secure his backing for the dismemberment of Ukraine. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the summit is a genuine effort to advance the cause of peace.
The goal of this meeting for the president is to walk away with a better understanding of how we can end this war. And I think the president of the United States getting in the room with the president of Russia, sitting face to face rather than speaking over the telephone, will give this president the best indication of how to end this war and where this is headed.
Kremlin aides have indicated that the Russian leader will be asking for Crimea and the whole of eastern Ukraine to be handed over to him. Simon Marks, LBC News, Washington.
Well, there'll be a series of calls between world leaders this afternoon ahead of Friday's US-Russia summit. Sir Keir Starmer is going to be speaking with President Trump and EU leaders this afternoon. And stay with LBC News for full coverage as we gear up for Friday's meeting in Alaska. Listen live on your radio, on the LBC app, or ask your smart speaker to play LBC News.